just to continue that last sentence, which I got deleted for some reason, that's why I believe that energy can travel faster than the speed of light. I did say two things about the point of singularity. I keep going back to that because that's where everything is. I heard it said in a program one day, they said, the thing about it is that the difficult part about it is that, you know, if you've got in that point of singularity, you just don't know what you're going to get, and that's exactly right. Because that point of singularity contains infinite dense non-matter, which has been recorded in a blueprint. I call that blueprint the enabler, the giver of all infinite possibilities of what can happen depending on how things are combined. That's infinite. That's infinite. It's like multiplying infinity by infinity. So, of course, when energy, when it gets sucked into the black hole and it goes back into the point of singularity, which is non-matter in non-time, non-space and non-dimension, and it's got an infinite blueprint of all possibilities within it because of its infinite evolution before time, space and dimension, of course you don't know what you're going to get next time out. You'll never know what you're going to get. The possibilities are literally infinite. That's why you don't know what's going to happen next. Well, we don't know, because the possibilities are infinite. And I believe on the way down into the black hole, the reason we can't see a black hole is because it is non-matter. The states of gravity and mass that are within it represent the state of gravity and mass in non-matter, in non-time and non-space, before it blew. You know how I said there was part of the energy that was the densest, in which all the record of everything lay, and within it were facets now that were becoming lighter and lighter, and that represents all colours and all shades of everything, and some of them had reached the white of light, and it was that state and that circumstance that caused it to blow, because the tension was unsustainable. Well, those states, those infinite states that caused it to blow, are the infinite states of mass and gravity, the precursors, the energy that had evolved into these infinite states to form in physical form later, what was mass and gravity. It was its infinite states of density in non-matter form. That's the critical part, in non-matter form. That's on the way down to the point of singularity. On the way down, when you get sucked into the black hole, there are infinite states of its density, infinite states of its density that represent its state before it blew. And that's why they are on the way down, it's non-matter, and on the way into the point of singularity, it's non-matter. It's non-matter in the black hole and in the point of singularity. That's why our origins can only be explained by way of the black hole and the point of singularity. And when I talked in the previous recording about mass and gravity, and there was density in non-time, non-space and non-dimension. It was just a different form of energy. It didn't need time, space and dimension to do anything. But it was heavy.